A seventh person has been charged in the death of Tiki Brooklyn LaVertier. A 25-year-old Edmonton woman disappeared this past spring after traveling to the North Battleford area to attend a funeral. RCMP say a Canada-wide warrant has been issued for 31-year-old Nikita Sandra Cook from the Onion Lake Cree Nation. She's been charged with first-degree murder and kidnapping. LaVertier disappeared in April, and her remains were found by a police dog outside of North Battleford on July 11th. Four other women are also charged with first-degree murder in the case, and two people have been charged with being an accessory after the fact to murder. Métis people in the province saw increased job numbers in July. The Saskatchewan Bureau of Statistics says Métis employment was up by 1,500 last month. The Prince Albert and Northern region saw a gain of 700, but First Nations employment was down 200 positions. The provincial employment rate sits at 6.1%. The Canadian Taxpayers Federation says it has a petition with over 30,000 signatures requesting the federal government enforce the First Nations Financial Transparency Act. The act requires First Nations to publicly disclose certain financial documents. Last month, Onion Lake Cree Nation member Charmaine Stick won another legal battle. The Court of Queen's Bench found the First Nations' refusal to continue to release certain financial documents was in contempt of court. Onion Lake was ordered to comply with a 2017 court order and fine $10,000. Todd McKay is the Prairie Director for the CTF.
It's inspiring to see people like Charmaine Stick stand up and take a courageous stand. Say, if the Prime Minister is not going to do it, I'm going to do it, and stand up for a community.
The Onion Lake Cree Nation was given until August 24th to comply with the latest court order. The contract to finish one of the final main phases to remediate the Gunner mine site has been awarded to QM Points Contracting. The Saskatchewan Research Council is leading the remediation efforts. The SRC Environmental Remediation Manager is Ian Wilson. He says the agreement will result in employment opportunities for people in northern Saskatchewan.
You know, we try to get organizations that can do the work cost-effectively, safely, but we also look at organizations that can maximize local training, employment, and subcontracting opportunities for local community members.
Complete remediation of the Gunner mine site is expected to take about 5 years. A study suggests the Regina region's economy will cash in on two Garth Brooks concerts. Saskatchewan-based Praxis Consulting says the country singer's concerts will pump up to $15 million into the area. The report looks at revenues, expenses, and tourist spending. The two concerts are also expected to create about 350 short-term jobs. People in Gillam, Manitoba say it'll take some time for things to get back to normal. The massive manhunt for two B.C. murder suspects ended this week with the discovery of two bodies. Gillam artist Dakota Mawson says people were staying inside with their doors locked after a burned-out vehicle used by the two suspects was found nearby. He says the past couple of days have been a big relief.
The best way to describe it is as if the dam that was holding out all these emotions and feelings from the townsfolk kind of opened up, and I think all of us kind of felt that weight get lifted off our shoulders.
Investigators believe the bodies found were that of B.C. murder suspects Cam McLeod and Briar Schmigelski, the two are wanted in the cases of three homicides in northern B.C. The Alberta government has launched what it calls the Indigenous Litigation Fund. Officials say the goal is to stand up for Indigenous peoples' prosperity. The $10 million is for groups, coalitions, privately funded societies, or alliances that include Indigenous membership. It can be used in various legal actions that support Alberta's natural resources development. That includes oil, natural gas, pipeline proposals, and forestry. The government of Alberta says the money can be used on things like researching positions, participating in trials and appeals, or intervening in processes and legal actions. A coalition of 32 indigenous and environmental groups want insurance companies to drop or refuse to provide coverage for the Trans Mountain oil pipeline expansion. They say if insurers bow out of covering the project beyond a renewal date at the end of this month, Ottawa will be forced to self-insure, and that will put public dollars at risk. The lead insurer, Swiss-based Zurich Insurance Group, plans to continue to insure the existing pipeline, while several other companies are refusing to discuss specific clients. An Inuk woman from Quebec has arrived in Montreal 55 days after leaving Victoria, BC on a bicycle to raise awareness about suicide prevention. 24-year-old Hannah Tuktu is from Nunavik. The territory is home to 14 communities with a population around 13,000. Tuktu traveled by bicycle through cities and many indigenous communities. She says she found many people affected by suicide, but indigenous people especially.